not adjourning.
No.
Call it to order.
That's good.
At 4:30, time to call to order the Town of Scary Bay Park and Recreation Committee. Can I get roll call, please?
Roll call been taken. Let the record show all members are present.
Thank you. This is the moment for public comments. If there's any member who wishes to speak on anything that's not on tonight's agenda, this is your opportunity. Do we have anyone in the...
There's no one on the line.
Yeah, I do. No, I just want to re-say that we are going to notify you, I guess, that we're going to come back and talk about marking a couple of tennis courts permanent lines for use on particularly the weekends.
So future agenda item.
We did this once, but...
So you want this as a future agenda item?
This is, well, I'm just telling you, we would be a future agenda item.
Okay. Any other public comments? Then we will close public comments, and if I get a motion on the draft minutes.
I will motion to approve the minutes.
I will second. Let's then move forward with updates. Callahan.
Yes. Good afternoon, Vice President Callahan. The first update I want to talk about is the lighting at the entrance of Discovery Bay Boulevard. Since my time here with the town, a couple of board members have reached out to me to see if we could get that lighting improved. We're still waiting for one more bid, but in talking with Bill Engelman, the landscape manager, he advised me that lighting at the entrance of Discovery Bay, not the wall lighting, but the up lighting, he believes has been here 15 plus years and starting to fail. And I was actually surprised at the initial cost to replace it, but I think it's getting that time, but it's gonna start failing even more. Two of the quotes we have are roughly around $12,000 to $13,000 to have that lighting redone. I wanted to bring that forward to the board to get some direction if you want me to bring it forward to a future board meeting, or we wanna wait till until it deteriorates a little bit more.
So, I'm sorry, just to clarify, this is not the wall lighting, this is the up lighting.
This is the up lighting that you see on both sides of the boulevard, the east and west side.
How many lights are there, approximately?
I don't know, I mean, there's several.
Okay, on both sides?
Yes, both sides.
I'm in shock, I'm sorry. What is the major expense that makes them that, because obviously I'm basing on consumer, however, I can go down to Home Depot for $200 and buy lights, right? So what's the difference in these magical lights that makes them?
Well, I believe those are not industrial lights.
Oh, of course, no, this is a different scale, so I get
right.
That.
So the one quote I have is actually for $5,300, but they're estimating another $5,000 plus if they have to redo the wiring.
Okay.
Every time we've had a vendor come in and look at our systems.
I've seen it, it's bad.
I'm not sure exactly if codes were followed, 10, 15 years ago. And so I know we've had a lot of wiring that's just under the ground with no conduit. So those are some of the challenges we're facing.
That sounds safe.
I mean, I think it's important to look into it because obviously planning for something is better than the cost of an emergency, right? It's always better. So I think it's probably good to take a look and see. Get those quotes, but man, that's a steep bill.
That is a steep bill. I'm talking to another board member, there was something talking about the aesthetics of when people come into the town. You know, we're in the process of getting another palm out there for the aesthetics, so it looks nice.
Yeah.
But it's just, it's where we want to put our money. I know that is a very pricey bill. Maybe the third quote won't be as much, but the other quote I had was for $13,700, and they're anticipating that they're have to redo wiring on both sides of the boulevard. So you're paying a lot for the labor.
Yeah, I suspect that's probably the case. Is there in their bids that they've done so far, or just the investigation as far, they give any options for like different configurations of the lighting? So like, is it a like-for-like replacement, whereas maybe it could be covered by two wider throw?
We can look at that. One of the quotes, excuse me, Director, 16 lights is what they quoted for the expensive quote, but they'd be doing the wiring. So that's 8 on each side. So that's where we're gonna come into some problems. But if it's something where we wanna reduce costs, we can look at options to maybe instead of having maybe brighter lights, but not as many.
Yeah, yeah. Just to see what the options are. Yeah. Okay. I mean, it's got to be done. I mean, it's not something we can't do. But.
Yeah, I mean, again.
So are the lights currently not operational, or are they sporadic?
Some aren't working, okay. but the majority are, but we believe it's going to start deteriorating even more. Yeah. So I'll get a third bid and come back either to a board meeting or go back to this group.
It's your discretion.
I'll just bring back to this group.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess
okay.
Probably the best.
And I'll get some other options to giving scale down the cost.
Do we have any public comments on this?
No? Great idea.
Well, you know, I've always thought, hey, wonderful to have a water feature out front. There's two waterfalls in it, and I'm getting kind of extravagant here, obviously. But, you know, the entrance to Discovery Bay is like the entrance to Discovery Bay. You know? And so I see the value. I was with Director Callahan here going, wow. But everything shocks me nowadays, price-wise. So.
Everything's pricey. I mean,
yeah.
So, okay, I've got one more shooters. I'll do that. And then I want to give you a wall ball update. As you remember, Monica Gallo, our recreation manager, actually sought out the Eagle Scouts to rebuild our wall ball. That is going to start on the 15th of this month. And right now we have the cost, the majority of the cost is so far $3,300 and some change. So we still have to buy the paint, but it's pretty comforting because this Eagle Scout said, hey, we're going to go forward. And he says, hey, one of the things that may slow us down is, you know, we have to relocate some animals. I mean, so these young people are thinking environmentally, thinking about the animals. So that was yeah. It made me feel that we were in good hands with these guys.
Do we have animals back there?
You know, they don't know if they're going to find things that are behind the wall now. But I doubt it. I mean, it was seasonal. But anyway, so that's going to start on July 15th, excuse me. And they're going to work as fast as they can. They have their own people doing it, but we're also going to have Bill Engelman giving it a once-over as they complete the project.
Yeah, I think that's an awesome win-win. It's good for them, it's good for us. So.
Absolutely.
I'll definitely need some attention. Any public comments?
Yeah. Question. Who's figuring out what exactly they're going to do? What kind of light are they putting up? Because make it look nice and isn't worth anything.
No, this is the weather. Treated wood, so we want it to be very durable.
Are they going to just cover what's there, or they take something off, or do you know?
No, they're rebuilding. They're tearing it down and rebuilding.
So they're putting in what, 3/4 inch plywood on?
Well, I'd have to look, but I can get back to you.
Okay. Because I think it's cool they're doing it. But we might as well get it done right. We have some people that are willing to contribute money towards it. If the plywood they're putting up is maybe lighter than you should do to hit tennis balls against it.
Yeah, I will get that the dimensions of that wood for you. But
okay.
I think that they're doing it right. All
well, we can put you in contact. Is it the Boy Scouts?
Yes, it's the Eagle Scouts.
We'll put you in contact and call them and say, hey, we want to make sure that we can work with you as well.
It'll probably best if it comes through us.
Okay.
But we will make sure.
We'll work with you.
Yes.
So we had requested a while ago that they put the tennis net line, but also a pickleball net line, which is a different height. Mm-hmm. On that board, we had requested food a while ago. I hope that's still in the notes.
I don't foresee that being an issue. I mean,
it's just a paint line.
Yeah.
I just don't want it to fall through the cracks.
I think one side was going to be tennis and one side pickleball.
Two-sided ball?
Yes, it is. Yes.
Yes.
I will confirm that, but I think that's what we discussed. Yeah.
That could be confusing. So I guess the other thing is, if it's going to be a two-sided ball, there are certain guidelines for certain shots that we talk to the Boy Scouts about how they paint the lines versus some of the specific squares for.
Yeah, so if you guys just put a list together, send it to Alan, and we'll make sure they get some good quote.
We can definitely work together.
Awesome.
Yeah. Okay.
That's great, thank you.
So, Bill's out for the next week, is it?
Bill may be back Friday, but definitely back Monday.
So, are the Army Corps engineer guys coming during that time frame, or?
They will be here the following week.
The following week, okay.
I saw them. They're out there today.
Clover?
Yeah, they're out there today.
I thought you were talking about what the board approved for the addition.
No.
Oh, yeah, they were out there every day.
Out there today.
One recommendation is, when you drive by, and I'm sure whatever powwow they're having is an important powwow.
I'm addressing it.
But really, at the beginning of their session, one guy should start at one end of Clipper with a rake and a broom and take an hour and go from one end to the other while the other three guys are doing their powwow. Keep these guys moving. I mean, there's certain areas where there's a couple weeds popping up, not a big deal. I mean, it's normal. But if one guy starts at one end with a broom and a rake and wakes his way over to the other end, we keep them busy and we keep on top of a lot of these little things that people fixate on.
Bill Engelman and I have a call with their supervisor because the issues that you just brought up, I've observed, are GMs observed and bring in.
Yes, and I'm not getting any extra issues. I don't know. I mean, just because I drive by and see them doing nothing doesn't mean that they're not doing anything, but I drive by a lot.
I drive by a lot too, and so does Bill, and those are our concerns that we're going to be addressing. I received an email today from a resident addressing, or asking, inquiring about certain things, but also brought that up. I responded back to her saying, I appreciate the email. This is going to help me with my corroboration when we talk to the company.
Yeah, but all in all, I think they're doing a great job. They just need to.
I think we can get a little more out
more
of
thumb on the.
Absolutely. Any more for the updates?
Well, the guy that we really want to talk to is on vacation. So.
Well, I do have some more updates for the board meeting.
What do you have to guys want?
I have to pull my notes. You want to hear it now or you want to wait until the board meeting?
Surprise me.
Okay. Just give an outline, maybe.
So, the town-wide palm tree trimming has been completed. That went very, very well. The regatta backflow and electric panel has been replaced, and that was causing the lawns to brown. I don't know if any of you received any emails on that, but it's coming back now. The regatta playground installation is complete. I don't know if any of you received any comments from residents. Received a couple asking why there wasn't a swing set. Next time we talk with the county about any improvements for that park, we're going to bring it up to see if that's an option. So it's on our radar. The regatta sign at Bixler and Regatta finally got permitted through the county. Now it's going to have to schedule an install for it, so that's going to happen. Some of this is a little outdated now. Cornell Park, they were supposed to be finished with this week. I'm not sure if that's going to actually happen by Friday or if they're going to have to come back early next week to complete it. The barbecue area amenities has been ordered and are scheduled for delivery over the next month. The remaining projects for this fall are the conversion of the playground surface back to the National Park and new lawn near the barbecue area. The conservation court, we're going to have two crews, one in Clipper, the other week set July 9th and the 16th, the week of the 16th, tackling weeds and streetscape. The path to the Safeway is going to be addressed. I'm not sure if Matt was able to get to it today, but I know that Bill had it on his to-do list.
Do you know where he's at as far as the solar lighting is concerned?
I don't have an update on that.
So I know he was hoping to get that installed this summer, and it's the summer.
I will send him an email, so if he's back on Friday, I'll answer for you then, and that'll be the minute.
Yeah, well, if nothing's pressing, but just, you know, want to make sure that project's moving forward, sets on order, and
I totally get it.
I'm excited about that one. That's kind of a neat little deal that will enhance that pathway very nicely.
Yeah, I think it will too. Regarding Clipper, and this is a question that I had. I know that Director Gateau just mentioned how good it's starting to look and those sorts of things. So one of the questions I had for Bill last week was, hey, I'm seeing them out there. I think we can get a little more work out of them, but it seems like sometimes it's going slow. And he told me that the reason why is the time-consuming tasks are getting done, which include the grading and the laying of the fabric. And once that's done, then it moves a lot quicker. So our residents are going to see that, I'm sure it's not going to be as fast as people want. It's not as fast as we want, but we're getting it done. And then beginning next week, they're going to start laying more bark and the stone. So that'll be, we'll see that. And that's all I have right now.
Well, when you add to your, one more to add to your list is just the fencing, the concrete fencing in Zone 9.
Yeah.
You know, I know you ordered all that stuff, and you know, is it, you know, planned as far as scheduled yet, or?
We plan on using one of the crews to do that.
Right.
There's, and those crews are specialized, so not every core crew can do that fence. So he has to have a certain members of that core do that project.
Is any of his timing though related to financing or funding, or no?
No. He told me he already has the materials.
Okay.
And the posts are $120 and the rails are $80. And he, I told him, have them on hand, so when the board is here, they cannot wait for them to order it.
Right.
But I drive out there frequently. I do see how it looks. We definitely need to get on that, so.
Well, and some areas are worse than others, and a lot of, in my mind, it just has to do with the sprinklers that sprinkle on those.
Mm-hmm.
In some sections, more than other sections.
Right. Exactly.
You know, the ones on Newport, those are all currently between the two open spaces on both sides.
It's water.
Yeah, and I see sprinklers spraying on it, you know, at different times I've driven by there. In other areas, I don't see any sprinklers, and those fence posts are perfect, so.
Yeah, I'm sure it has to do with water. I know those will do that.
Okay. Mike, is everything?
Not for that, thank you.
Okay, the next item, discussion of shade cover at the community center pickleball courts. As you know, we've had some refurbishing going on at the courts. It's still under warranty, so it's not costing us anything. But since that project has started, I've had conversations with the fine people behind me regarding some options of what we can do while the work is unfinished. And I've already contacted the company doing the refurbishing of the courts. And they're scheduled to come back, I think it's the 17th and 18th of this month. But they told me if we decide to go forward with the project that we're bringing to you, they will push that back so we can actually hopefully get some light standards, not seeing that some poles, that will mirror the poles on the other side of the courts. And I gave you some pictures. And the first picture you have in front of you, is the one where you have the shade cover already up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I took that picture the other day, and I've actually utilized that shade cover after playing the GM in a couple of games of pickleball, and I was very happy it was there. The second picture is from the vantage of right underneath that shade cover, and you see a pop-up. And the next picture is the unfinished area that Trico is going to have to complete, where the pop-ups are already in place. And those pop-ups are obviously great, but unfortunately, certain people don't have keys to those sheds. And if people aren't there to open it, then the people playing pickleball on that side of the courts don't have shade when it comes time to rest. So in talking with our pickleball group, it was discussed if we could get poles put in there while the project is unfinished, and have a mirroring shade structure similar to the one of the first picture. So our residents who are playing pickleball will have get out of the sun and hopefully recover quickly so they get back out there and avoid, you know, heat exhaustion and heat stroke. Mr. Lyman has been very gracious, and he sought out a bid to have that done. With the vendor gave us an initial quote, but that was for the Bob Lyman price. That wasn't for the town of Discovery Bay. And that was for $5,520, but we have to do prevailing wage for our legal and our risk management. And it upped it another $2,400 through this one company to $7,920 if the board decides that they want to move forward with this project. You know, personally, staff, I think we see it as a win-win. We have a group that's willing to make a sizable donation, approximately 2/3 of the money, and the town can come in and do prevailing wage, so we're completely legal, and disapprove the courts. So obviously we're in the initial phase of this. just wanted to see how the board wanted to move forward. I know that people behind me, I think, wanted to give some public comment.
Okay. Can I clarify a question?
My only question is, and I know this has probably come up many times before, these shade structures are great in the wind. Are we going to be taking them down? Like, how is it going to be managed?
So the current existing shade structure has an attachment system very similar to, like, you hang these the lights in your backyard, mm-hmm. and it's basically it screws in on both sides. Again, I've only been here since October. I don't know if they've ever been taken down, but the way that they're positioned, you know, it's not like the wind's blowing this way. They're more of a horizontal.
Yeah, area. It's just that whipping, right? It tears things up. I mean, I can't put anything in my backyard that doesn't get torn up.
Well, I don't know how long these shades have been there.
About a year, Bob. They've been about a year, and they still look.
That's part of the year.
Do they? Yeah. Okay.
They're in there. They're extremely tight.
Okay.
So that to stop the flapping.
Yeah.
So I mean, I looked at them. They look very secure to me. I mean, obviously, I hope it'll stand the test of time. But obviously, if something happened, you know, staff would have to get out here, and if something was whipping, we'd have to take it down temporarily.
Yeah. Yeah. That. I mean. I guess that's more of a curiosity question, just because, I mean, we're going to put all this money into something, they're going to put all this money into something, we'd love to see it. Like, if there's a procedure that we've got to make sure we're prepared for, because obviously wheeling things out of a shed is a whole lot easier than going up and removing shade structures that...
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I know we talked about it before. In the past, didn't we agree that the structures ripped, that was that you guys would be responsible for that?
Yeah, our plan is to, we support doing this. We put the ones that up there. We started looking for material. We found what we thought was some of the very best stuff that we could buy. And it's been in some pretty fierce winds.
No, just
this year.
It's
well known we've had some of the heaviest winds and post rain and everything else, and they look
still
just like they have when we put them up. Now, they're not going to last forever. They're
right.
Probably these particular ones, I think they claim that might last 7 years, but that's the sun doing them in, not the wind. And our plan is that we would replace them if they started giving up, just like the pop-ups. We haven't used them that. We were going to buy some better pop-ups when we started this whole process. And we looked at them, but they can be pretty pricey. So we just bought the $100 version or $150 version, and they're showing it now. Some of them are better shape than others. And but they're still fine, and they do a good job.
My only concerns about having, if we did move forward with this and having the pop-ups, is a large wind would come up. Those things aren't anchored.
Yeah.
And so I wouldn't want anyone to. Thing flies up to any curves.
No, I think the pop-ups are a temporary solution.
And we do use those during tournaments and things, and we hopefully have played those tournaments in not many days, but
yeah,
they can be problems in the way.
I'm sure that affects play a little bit.
Can I ask a question? How many shades are you guys putting up? The three, like this side? Three? Okay.
Yeah, it would be three. They would match the ones on the other side. We hope we can get the same color combination that we have now, so it looks like it was a plan all along. And frankly, we had, and some of the board members have seen it, we've had actually an actual shed-type cover design to put in that was cost three times as what this did. And after we did, somebody suggested, why don't we just put some stuff up on the posts that are already there? We talked with staff, and they said, sure, that sounds like a plan. I don't remember if we came and talked to anybody. But anyway, it was authorized. We bought them, put them up, and they've been great. And we began looking at them and saying, you know, we should just put posts over there. When the work got done on the courts and we saw it all ready, the surface all torn up, he said, wait a minute, we got to come talk. And that's when we started talk is being specific. Now, I have looked at the same place we bought the other ones, and at the moment, the only colors they have are the in colors, the lighter tan color, you know, they didn't seem to have the green, but we ended up with the green because when we tried to buy the tan, they didn't have tan, they only had green. Well, we liked the two colors anyway, so we'll see where that, we may initially, and the costs of, that you see here is just the boats, it's about $1,200 worth of cover to go, cover and hardware for the corners, so. When we get ready to buy that, we'll hope we can match the colors. If not, we may only put part of it up, put the two ends up, and then keep looking for the right colors so they look decent.
Yeah. And I think colors are obviously gonna change with different vendors, and I think the most important part is having the symmetry that Mr. Wyman is has on the diagram.
So. I think it's a wonderful idea, and it's a win-win for both the town and for the Pickwell folks, and the financial implication is quite minimal. In my mind, compared to the lights at the front entrance. So,
that's a bake sale.
If you want to put these in perspective, right?
Come on. Yeah, that's good.
They will. Bob, get the next book with the lights up front.
Yeah, right.
Okay, so bring this forward to the
board. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay, good. Full agreement. Unless he wants to argue about it.
No. He can.
Anything else? Is there any public comments?
Where do they go from here?
Because
they get in here.
We're now doing public comments to see if anyone is.
Did you want to make a comment?
I want to make a comment that I'm tired of putting up those
pop-ups. I'm always worried I
won't
have four people to help take them down
at the end. No, both Director Cowan and I both agree that's a great idea. So we'll present that board tonight to move forward. So.
Okay, thank you.
Absolutely. No public comments, public comments.
I would like to make a public question. There's a public question. I was asked back when you were talking about it. Why is it that there seems to be a problem of us doing something and yet you can go let the Boy Scouts do it? We're going to put in the, I'm interested in, we still want to run the electrical back. There seems to be an issue with, you can't do that, but it's okay for the Boy Scouts to rebuild the wooden barn.
Legal is online. Andy's online. Andy, did you hear the question? Is he unmuted?
He's unmuted.
Something.
Yeah, I did too.
He's saying he's online.
Yeah, he's online. I will get back to you. I'll have
that's
the question. I will get back to you.
I'm sure there's a fantastic reason.
There is a reason.
Yeah.
All right, if there is no other items, then meeting adjourned.
Very good.
Yes.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.